Not a very good Indian, maybe even a bad Indian. My cheekbones aren't high enough. My last name isn't a sentence. I don't have enough beadwork or turquoise, and I don't speak good pidgin English, certainly not as good as Johnny Depp did in that movie that one time. And I don't care if you connect with Indian spiritualism. I could care less if you did a sweat lodge with your Caucasian spirit guide who knew an Indian once. And sure, millions of Indians died, but tell me about your feelings and cry your white tears. I'm just gonna be over here being a bad Indian. Asked me my Indian name, and I said, "It's Greg." And she was so disappointed, she was like, "No, it has to be Red Eagle or Two Rivers or Gray Skull." I said, "Yes, wait, is that for real?" "No, no," I said, without her realizing my brief but generationally relevant He-Man joke, the kind of joke that would tell her that while Indian, I'm also having an American experience too. And I finally said to her, "How about Walking Eagle?" And she said, "Yes, but is that true?" I said, "Yes, it's totally true." And I never had the heart to tell her that the only time an eagle walks is when it's too full of shit to fly. Because I'm a bad Indian. Space, and he asked me some questions about my things. I tell him. When he suddenly interrupts me, as only a white man can, with all the Euro swagger of a man whose people were so sure of their place in the universe, their place in the world, their place in the eyes of God. "You speak real good for a Native American, an Indian, a savage, a pagan, a prairie nip..."